This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. It's Tuesday, 17th of January, 7:36 in the morning. And in front of me is Chong Jensen and I'm Wong Xiaoning. Now, after the 8 a.m. news bulletin, we've got the breakfast grill. And this is an interesting one, especially as we head into Chinese New Year, because some of us might be taking a bit of a vacation and you thought to yourself, ooh, things have gone up a lot. I don't have so many choices anymore. There don't seem to be that many flights. Well, that might be changing because I'm going to be speaking with Rainer Teo. He is the CEO of Malaysia's latest airline, My Airline. They started on the 1st of December with three planes and three destinations. Now, this carrier, as far as I know, aims to expand their fleet size to 50 in 5 years. So, Jensen, are you going to go online and have a look at their prices?
I will, but you have to ask him on their refund policy.
Yes. I think all of us are a bit scarred by that. So I'm going to ask him about his path to profitability and how they are going to differentiate themselves from the other low-cost carriers. So do tune in. That's going to be happening after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. In the meantime, we shift our attention to China because with the relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions and the opening of borders effective January 8, the average Chinese consumer is or might be back with a vengeance. But this reopening, of course, has not been without its headwinds, as we have seen higher hospitalization rates and also deaths in the Middle Kingdom.
And with a health official saying that nearly 60,000 people with COVID-19 had died in hospital since the country abandoned its zero COVID policy, but it's believed that COVID hospitalizations and deaths have peaked as the number of hospitalized patients was continuing to decline. Despite the last 3 years of border closures and even a slowing economy, China remains a crucial market for categories towards consumers with higher incomes. This is on the back of rising affluence and higher income levels, which have had implications for discretionary and non-discretionary spending.
But with the still uncertain environment and fluid nature of this reopening, how should investors be positioned for stocks within the consumer sector? For insights, we speak to Catherine Lim, Senior Analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Good morning, Catherine. Now, there's going to be a slew of important Chinese macroeconomic data to be released soon. We've got fourth quarter GDP, retail sales and unemployment rate. So what is this going to tell us about the picture of the consumption patterns in China and the health of the consumer?
Good morning. And indeed, all eyes will be on the data that will be released later this morning. And I think as the December numbers come true, the market expectations are that, you know, we will see a significant slowdown in most aspects due to the heightened COVID fears, even as China ends the zero COVID measures. I guess notably with seen how the cases, the infections had actually skyrocketed in December, and that had definitely hurt the entire consumers sentiment. Of course, that is the past, and going forward, we should be expecting better trends coming through. And notably, into the Lunar New Year, we are expecting sequential improvements in retail sales specifically.
And Catherine, since the relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions and the reopening of borders, what has consumer behavior been like? Is there cautious demand or a full-blown recovery?
So we are starting to see a resumption of pre-pandemic activities, and then interprovincial travel has also resumed, even though these are actually still at levels below the COVID flare-ups that we have seen of late. So of course, the sequential improvements have been noted by the retailers, slightly more traffic at the store, some cautious naturally, given that they have just come off the peak of infections, particularly in the larger cities.
So, for the first time in 3 years, Chinese nationals can now travel freely to celebrate Lunar New Year with their relatives, like you say, inter-regional travel. So in the past, how significant is this for businesses? And, do you expect it to, be close to pre-pandemic levels? So how far are we from recovery, excuse me?
So, do you know the Chinese Lunar New Year, it marks one of the longer holidays that the Chinese enjoy in a year. And over the 7 days holiday, traditionally or prior to COVID, we have seen more traffic flow at shopping malls, at department stores, at restaurants. Unfortunately, I think this year, because of the COVID situation, we will not be going back to that levels pre-pandemics. They will probably be traveling back to their hometowns to meet up with loved ones, etc., in this big Chinese Lunar New Year reunion. But I think in terms of the retail sales and specifically for business, we do actually have to be more cautious about the outlook, and hopefully we will again see the sequential improvements over the next couple of weeks and beyond the holidays.
And Catherine, some consultants believe that urban consumption is projected to be driven by a growing percentage of upper middle income consumers. The average Chinese consumer is getting more affluent. What does this mean for future consumption patterns, and what subsectors will this benefit the most?
Right. That's a very interesting question to ask, particularly at this juncture, because I think the COVID situation and, the magnitude of which over the last, 3 to 6 months itself may actually have an impact on the sustainable consumption trends for the upper middle income going forward. Now, based on what we have seen so far and our assessments of how other markets have recovered from COVID, I do think that the health, the awareness of some of these consumers will be on the rise. So the sportswear, the more athletic outdoor activities kind of sectors will be some of the few that I think will benefit from the consumption trends post-pandemic.
Okay, and this is just a question that I'm curious about. Are Chinese actually gravitating more towards local or foreign brands now?
Right. I think with what we have seen over the last couple of years, etc., and there has been also a big push by the local brands, the gravitation is definitely towards local brands. Of course, that together with growing affluence that we have seen from the middle income, I would say that right now, the local brands, they are in a very strong position to take more market share away from foreign brands.
And Catherine, China's headline CPI inflation, it edged higher to 1.8% in December, and that was in line with expectations. There are also expectations of high inflation this year with rising consumption patterns. While this is still much lower than the developed markets, is this something to monitor?
Right. The property sector, I think it has, the effects on the consumption patterns works in two ways. We have seen shoppers, consumers, cutting back on their discretionary spending so that they will be able to actually save more and be in a position to actually secure a house for themselves in the down cycle when prices have actually trickled down. So that's one impact. Of course, on the other hand, the entire big economic uncertainty that has resulted from the property sector has also made consumers more cautious on the discretionary spending and how they are allocating their wallets.
Okay. And, this is a question about, the subsectors and stocks within the Chinese consumer space. Who are you most positive on?
Right. Again, I think like what I've highlighted earlier, do watch for sectors that are more health inclined. So I would say that the sportswear sector has room for potential as the health awareness among the consumers in China increases post-pandemic.
And are there any other ways for investors to gain exposure to this? If you wanted to play the Chinese consumer?
Right. I think the Chinese consumer, other than, you know, on the sportswear side, if you think about them, you know, doing more outdoor activities locally, the travel, you know, the camping, domestic services as such, they are also seeing increasing demand from the locals to actually spend more and, you know, live their entire quality of lifestyle.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. That was Catherine Lim, senior analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us her outlook on the Chinese consumer. And it's interesting. It's all really very much focused on health, wellness. So I presume names like Li Ning, Anta Sports Products, those listed in China, well, they're listed in Hong Kong, will do really well. On a year-to-date basis, Li Ning is up close to 2%. Anta is up close to 11%. PEs aren't cheap, though, if you look at Bloomberg. Li Ning is trading at 36 times PE, and so is Anta, 35 times PE, with very, very little yield.
Yeah, I think what was interesting for me was what you mentioned on the property sector, given that the property sector, I mean, it's still recovering. There's been more initiatives by the Chinese government, but we've seen some cutback in terms of the discretionary spending. I think the average consumer is looking to maybe save some dollars for a rainy day and perhaps rising repayments or even to buy a house.
Yeah, I'm sure the last 3 years of lockdown has changed consumer behavior quite a lot, right? And if you're uncertain about your future, I think you're going to definitely curb your discretionary spending. But does this mean that the Chinese consumer is not going to buy so many luxury goods anymore?
I highly doubt it.
Because some of the analysts don't think so. Up next, though, we'll be speaking to Chan Ai Ching, president of the Malaysian Institute of Estate Agents, on Malaysian property prices and our outlook for 2023. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.